Mr. President, thank you. And let me start by congratulating you on assuming the presidency of the review conference, because I'm taking the floor for the first time. But at the same time, I would also like to express India's sincere appreciation to Ambassador Robert Gabrielsen, the former president, for having undertaken a significant effort to bring our meetings to the shape. I also express our appreciation to the UNODA for their consistent support throughout the year, and also for the presentation today. When a distinguished colleague from Italy started his intervention, he said he couldn't find anything funny. But you know, I always find something funny and humorous in the most dire situations. And I think we have electricity, we have light, we have water. So we should actually be happy about the small blessings of life and from the UN. Mr. President, since ancient times, the Roman civilization has always showed the way ahead and path to progress. And to see Tancredi's despair and pessimism today actually symbolic of the magnitude of the problem that we are confronted with. And we have been facing these problems for last several years. But CCW is not the only convention that is facing these issues. I think all conventions, all treaty bodies have faced a similar situation because of non-payment of arrears and assessed contributions on time. And it certainly needs to be addressed. The past presidents have tried to do their best to address this issue, but it hasn't been resolved to our satisfaction. Having been part of the Secretariat earlier in the OPCW, I can relate to the problems of the Secretariat and the staff members when their contracts cannot be renewed or extended with a definitive time frame. So I understand the anxiety that they face, but also the uncertainty that it brings to the work of the convention and to states parties. So what I believe is, and as was pointed out by you, Mr. President, that there are three issues. One is related to the closing of accounts on time, and India definitely supports that process, which was initiated by Ambassador Gabrielsen. So we can certainly move on that front. Second is about the formalizing of relationship with the United Nations, and certainly we would support your efforts in that direction. So please count on our support in that endeavor. The third issue relates to the non-payments or late payments of assessed contributions and the establishment of working capital fund to address this issue. However, the working capital fund was established in a way that has not resolved the ills that we are faced with. The working capital fund was established based on voluntary contributions. I understand that it is a similar working capital fund in the BWC also, and we had followed the same model, but I don't think that is a satisfactory model. And why I say that is because we had maintained at that time, we went along the decision because we did not want to block the decision and put the ISU and the convention in a difficult place. But a working capital fund for core activities of the convention must be funded through assessed contributions. Why should some countries bear the burden of carrying this convention if all of us take ownership of the convention and believe that it is an important convention? If we believe that it is an important instrument and owned by every single member of the CCW, then they should be willing to pay a certain contribution towards working capital fund. This model has worked very well in the OPCW. And I believe we can also review the decision at the review conference. And it was supposed to be reviewed. It is expected to be reviewed at the review conference. This is how the decision was worded. And we should go for funding the working capital fund through assessed contributions. I want to make it very clear that, you know, any contribution that is made towards working capital fund is not an expense. It is actually an investment towards financial stability of the ISU and the activities of the convention. A distinguished colleague from the Russian Federation mentioned that it is a financial obligation. And therefore, he suggested that, if I heard him correctly, and I would stand corrected, that if some countries are not able to pay on time or are not able to pay at all, they should come to the floor in a meeting and explain why they have not been able to do so, and even make a case for condoning the late payments, or maybe even condoning the debt. Perhaps we could also, and this is a thought, I'm not saying that. I know that most states parties have been against penalizing the countries that are not able to pay on time because they have valid reasons. But perhaps we might think of some kind of penalty in the form of penal interest. And a very small example is my contribution towards my group housing society. When I'm not able to pay my installment on time, I have to pay a little penal interest on that. It's a very small penal interest, but I think it is kind of incentive for other members of the housing society to pay their installments on time. And if we could think on those lines, that where we institute a very small penal interest on late payments, perhaps it's not penalizing morally the state parties. It's a very small sum that would stand against them as penal interest for late payments. And perhaps that could be one of the ways to address this issue. Maybe some state parties would be encouraged to pay their installments on time. But it does not obviate the need of a working capital fund, Mr. President. And the reason is because there are differences in the financial year cycle and the calendar year cycle. And I know of two countries at least, India and Japan, which have different financial cycles, financial years in their governments as compared to the calendar year. And therefore, at least in 1 year, there would be problems where we would not be able to pay on 1st January. We have endeavored to pay always in time. But because of this difference in financial year cycle, some assessed contributions can only come in April. And if we do not receive financial contributions in time in the first 3 months, it would again put the ISU in a difficult position. And therefore, we believe that working capital fund is an absolute must. But once again, our proposal is to fund it through assist contributions. I thank you, Mr. President. As you can count on India's support on all the three proposals that you have.